The average age of a newly hired S&P 500 firm CEO, who was appointed in 2016, was 53 years old, according to our friends at Spencer Stuart. When a business hires a new CEO, though, the company rarely knows whether the new leader arrives healthy enough to thrive in such a demanding role. According to RHR International, a CEO's health issues can be a potential vulnerability to shareholders if a medical condition may prevent a chief executive from doing his or her job. However, companies typically are fearful of violating U.S. job bias laws, so they usually don't investigate the health of their incoming chief. Yet employers may legally inquire whether an applicant can do the work and may require medical tests tied to business necessity, according to the University of Miami's Business School. With the stakes so high and some recent new CEO health issues, expect more focus on the healthiness of this relationship. From Kaplan Partners, I'm Alan Kaplan for KYW News Radio.